I heard a guy, he said, the word of God is voice activated. If it just lies there, it means nothing. But the word of God in your mouth, which word? The word that says, if you call on my name, you will be saved. Now, when will that word become alive? When you call on his name. When you say Jesus. Because that's the Lord's name. And if you've ever said, Jesus, I accept you as Lord, then my brother, my sister, that's exactly who you are. My brother and sister in Jesus Christ. You say, but I said that and I know I'm saved, but I've done too many wrong things lately. Or you may say, I've backslid. I'm a backslider. I slid back. Where to? Where to? Do you think you've slided into the kingdom of God and you can slide out? My dear sister or brother, you came into the kingdom of God by confessing a Savior. And when you've confessed Him as Savior, you are in the kingdom of God, never to be kicked out of this kingdom. You are born into this kingdom. You see, the second birth is not stronger or weaker than the first birth. Your first birth that gave you the right on this planet Earth, your first birth, you cannot change that identity. You are, for me, South African. I'm a South African. It's in my ID book. I can burn that ID book. I can do whatever I want with it. But that's my ID. And I got it by being born in South Africa. Before you even got your ID book, you had an ID that said South African. Your mother and father spoke for you. You are one of us. Do you think you could do Italian work and become an Italian? An Italian? Do you think you can now speak German and you become a German? Or you speak English and you become an Englishman? Or you speak Scottish English and you become a Scottish man? You can speak whatever you want. I heard from people who grew up with Germans in South Africa, but they South Africans. You understand? You can talk like a German, but that does not change your ID. Show me your ID book. It says South African. Man, I want to drive this point into you. Your actions didn't determine your identity. Yet your identity influenced your actions. But your actions didn't say that you're German now. No. Your actions just were actions. Your identity, where were you born? They want to know. Where were you born? Oh, I drink coffee like an Afrikaner. No, man, wait, you don't get it. Where were you born? I'm a South African because I eat bacon and eggs. Ah, man. I eat biltong and droewors. No, my dear friend, that doesn't make you a South African. You act like in, but give me that ID book. Come on, man. You take it, you read South African. South African citizen. Now, when you heard the word from the Holy Spirit, that said, come to me, all those who are weary, and I will give you rest. Come and learn from me. Come, if you confess the Lord with your mouth and believe that God raised him, Jesus, from the dead, you will be saved. When you heard those words and you said, Jesus, I accept you. At that moment when you said yes, the seed of the word, which is Christ, that's Galatians, the seed is Christ. The seed came in contact with your ground. Your body is soil. And it produced, I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things have passed away. I'm born again. I'm more than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Born. I'm born in South Africa. But now I'm born again in the kingdom of God. I got the seed of the word. I allowed the seed to come into my life and it produced. I'm a new creation now. Yes, on paper, my ID says South African. In God's testament, in the graven, the hands of Jesus, it said, Son of God, Piet Ace. Wonderful, huh? Wonderful. Now you are in this kingdom. Now, some of us, or all of us, in this kingdom of God, does not speak the kingdom language properly. What do I mean? The kingdom language is, Lord, thank you that you're with me. You will never leave me nor forsake me. But the kingdom where you came from said, Lord, be with us. Please, let us not go if you don't go with us. You understand? Your mind is getting renewed into this kingdom's methods. Romans 3, verse 27. Where's boasting then? It's not allowed. It's not in it. The law of faith exclude your works. You believe. This is the language of this kingdom. Yes, they prayed, Lord, let your kingdom come. Jesus said, go and preach and tell them the kingdom is at hand. Now what do we say? In this kingdom, thank you, Lord, we are in. Your kingdom is in us. It's righteousness and we're in right standing now. It's peace. We have peace with God through Jesus Christ. It is joy in the Holy Spirit. We rejoice. That your joy may be full, Jesus said. Hebrews chapter 2, I think it's verse 4. How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? Great salvation, my dear friend. Don't neglect it. Learn the language of the kingdom. The language of the kingdom says, God is in me. Christ is in me. The Holy Spirit is in me, will never leave me nor forsake me. The Holy Spirit is upon me. I have everything that I need for my whole future. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I'm in this kingdom. God bless you.